Why I love my pussy? Because, well, I don't want to get really vagina monologues on you or anything, but I just have come to a point where I am willing to accept it as it is. And I've now seen enough vaginas to know that my pussy isn't strange or unusual or fucked up in any way. And I just love it. I love the sensations it brings me and the joy it brings to my life. And well, if we're getting really personal here, I love the way it tastes. I like to taste myself. And I just love it. You see, I think a lot of people have a lot of hang-ups about vaginas because if you keep it repressed, if you hate your vagina, if women are told to hate their vaginas, hate the way that they smell, hate the way that they look, that there's something wrong with them if they don't look a certain way. Then that's another way of exacting control. It's the same way that men feel inadequate about their penis if it doesn't look like a certain way. So I think that all genitals, and yes, I know that word is very unsexy, are beautiful. Even the funny looking ones. And I view it as something that is a gift. I love touching myself and I love being touched. And I think the fact that we can enjoy it and that it feels good and that we live in this time when we don't have to worry that we're going to be pregnant. We're going to have our options limited by spreading our legs once in a while is a gift. So why not enjoy it is my question, really. And yeah, on the topic of the way it looks, I think my pussy is very soft. It's kind of round. I don't have very big lips. Not really, they don't stick out. Kind of small. I've got a decent sized clit, I think, and I am a little bit tight, though. And I'm not saying that to brag or anything. It's actually caused a few problems in the past, and if I go too long without having sex, then I always bleed. Even if it's really gentle, and yeah. And I'm very well lubricated, I always sort of bleed a little bit that first time after a dry spell of a few months or something. Yeah, I have some freckles on my pussy as well. Little freckles, and I think they're kind of cute. I used to be really, really self-conscious about them and tried very awkwardly whenever I had sex to hide them either by refusing to take my panties off and just pulling them to the side where the freckles were and trying to lift up my feet to cover it up or like, you know, having the guy just like enter me before he actually saw my vagina. For the longest time, I was really, really uncomfortable with oral. Because I felt like my pussy was dirty and wasn't nice. And then I had a really, 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 really good partner who loved giving oral and told me that I was beautiful down in my lady parts. And, you know, it sucks to feel like you're validated by a man. Like, that's the point when you have your turning point. But for me, that's exactly what it was. It was a guy who was desperate to eat me out and loved doing it and was really good at it. So, since then, I've become a lot more comfortable with my pussy and seeing other girls, seeing other vaginas and pussies and lady parts, whatever you like to call yours, has really helped me as well. Because, well, you know, I have an okay pussy. I think it's nice, but I don't look like a porn star. It's not like a plastic Barbie doll pussy. I am a real woman. And I want to get into this song and dance where we're pointing fingers at each other because I don't think that's ever good. There's nothing wrong with porn stars' pussies. They're just not mine. For the longest time, I didn't shave. I didn't wax because I felt like that was a hit against feminism, like that was being controlled by modern Western beauty standards. But then I just decided to go ahead and do it, to make the guy I was sleeping with at the time a little bit excited. He was always kind of into that sort of thing. And it feels so much better to have a shaved or a waxed pussy. I personally wax. And I do it myself. And all the books say you shouldn't do that, but I do. I'm a bit into pain, so I really like to rip off the wax. I love the way it feels against my skin, that warmth, and just waiting for it. And I've gotten better at it, but when I first started, it hurt like a fucking bitch. I got it all clumped up and nasty and like waited too long or waited too short. Because you don't want to leave the wax for too short a period of time either, or too long. If you have the wax too hot, then it dries really, really, really funky and just dries to your skin, and then it hurts like a motherfucker. Which is okay for me, it gave me tingles, but I don't really relish that pain too often. That being said, when it's well done, when you get it right, it feels pretty good to get waxed. And then it feels amazing afterwards. And you're not supposed to play with yourself after you wax. It's kind of not so good. But usually I can't resist, so. I'm drinking some tea, sorry. What else can I say about my pussy? I think I don't get so wet. Like, other girls seem to get a lot wetter than I do. I get moist, as much as I hate that word. And I definitely get drippy. If I left to stew long enough, then it can go through my panties, but not like a waterfall or a crazy gorge or something, no. But a good amount so that I can have some slippery fun. And I don't know. I just love my pussy. It's plain and simple. It's brought me lots of pleasure. It's brought me lots of joy. And I'm looking forward to many good years with her yet to come.